Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yay. What is happening, world, and welcome back. We are at it again. Welcome to another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Welcome to Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. So as always, roll something up, pour something up, light something up, smoke something up, drink something up, come kick it with your people.
But, Joe, let's talk about the top five countries tuning in all around the world.
Yes, so the top five, man, we're going to take it from bottom to top. So speaking of up top, big shout out to Up Top Euro. Finland, on the check-in, what's up, people in Finland? You know what I'm saying? Always a pleasure when you guys make the list, man. So keep telling a friend to tell a friend to log on and listen. Number four, big shout out to the Outback. The continent, not the country. Australia on the check-in. We do appreciate it. Number three, we got the beautiful people of Brazil. Big shout out to all the shades of the beautiful people of Brazil, South America on the check-in. Number two, Made in China. Big shout out to China. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody over there in China, you know, just coming through and listening. Definitely tell a friend, log and listen. Shout out to the Great Wall of China. And number one, of course, we got the home team, the United States of America. So big shout out to the East Coast, the South, the West Coast, the Great Lakes. And I come to you from New Amsterdam, a.k.a. NY City. So peace and love to everybody out there listening. We do appreciate it.
We rock with y'all, China. Like if y'all don't know nothing else, we rocking with y'all, right? We these people here be tripping. Guess what? We rock with the Chinese and they culture, man. Hey, when is Super Bowl Sunday?
It's 2 weeks. Not next week, but the week after. So 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay, so in 2 weeks, right? So next week we have our spiritual conversation.
Yeah.
And then after that, we will be on holiday. That is that's an official Mobians holiday that Mobians started a couple years back. And we have been just sticking with that holiday. Super Bowl Sunday is a holiday. That's when Mobians get to sit back, kick his feet up, drink a little something, smoke a little something, and just
enjoy
chill, right?
All facts. All facts. Yes.
So 2 weeks, we won't be here, but guess what? We got over 300 episodes that you can go back and listen to.
Yeah,
the super crunk us.
Yeah, we
the super
we
turnt us.
Yeah.
the mellow us.
All
and
flavors.
So on and so forth, man.
Hey, buddy.
All
and
types
and
of different phases of us.
Right.
In those 300 comments. So, man, I want to shout out to my best friend, Smooth.
Oh,
you know, my best friend, Smooth, is the biggest retard I know. On my birthday, he normally called me at 12 o'clock in the morning. It's a ritual that we do every year.
Okay. Yeah, once
now,
again.
Now, if you guys don't know who...
C-Day, once again. I was saying just another happy belated day, too.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get a cash app from you. You know, I told everybody to send me cash app. I looked through it before the show. I said, yeah, boy, you know, cash app. So I'm still waiting on that birthday. waiting on that birthday cash app. If you guys watch the show, in the description box of the show, you'll see my cash app and Mobian's cash app. But, yeah, I'm still waiting on the cash app. So, you know, if you guys know, Smooth used to be on the show for over a year. And then he started going to school and doing his own thing and so on and so forth. My birthday is January 26th. Smooth birthday is at the top of March. We are, so I turned 42, then he turned 42, right? So this is the prime time of the year that he gets to talk about me being old, right? Anytime when we are both the same age, you don't really hear nothing from him. So he called me that morning, and he had a whole song and beat put together, and it was remixed. So he took an old school song and remixed Happy Birthday to Call Me Old. And it was the funniest thing I ever heard. He had the beat. I said, you put a lot of thought in that. He said, I had to come up with something because I forgot to call you at 12. So shout out to Smooth, ignorant ass. I can't wait that, you know, he called and checked back in. But, yeah, that was, like, the highlight. I'm cracking up. I'm asleep, but I'm cracking up laughing. I was like, this man is retarded. He will always be retarded. And it is just no changing that when it comes to him. Shout out to all of the birthday love that I got, all of the birthday love. Shout out to all of the birthday wishes all across the board. Everybody that supported me, everybody that showed up, everybody that got me gifts. Shout out to my partner, Crash. You know, he really, you know, he made it very, very special. Just, man, that was a prime.
That was like you brought it in the right way, you know?
Yes, I did. So yesterday, we was real laid back yesterday because it was almost like recuperation, kind of like chill mode. You know, this is like me transitioning back to you know, cooking and doing all this other stuff. So today was my introduction back into making it happen. Like, I don't know, I made a late breakfast or brunch, and it was so heavy. We slept for hours, and then I got up. I'm like, oh, time to go to work. So I hadn't been worried about work for, like, a couple of days, and it feel good. But, you know, when it's time to go back to work, you know, you going back. You know, you holding a lot on your plate, you know. So thanks. I'm grateful to be back in the mix, to be back in tune, to be back sound. And really that was my whole week, just being grateful to see yet another year to continue to be in alignment. And my focal point, one of my focal points for this year, Mo and I always talk about, like, Mo is talking about seasons, and I'm talking about, like, years, like how this year is going to fold. And every single year, you know, it renders something completely different. When you are properly ascending, each year will render something different. The only way that you're going to be the same every year is that you are turning your back towards change. You're not allowing yourself to grow. And we should all be growing. So I look forward to the growth of 42. But I was like, you know what? All of that, I can say something. And then you got somebody that'll be like, well, what you mean by that? And I'm just like, if you don't know what I mean, then why am I having a conversation with you? It's not my duty. You know, see, before debating was to be able to enlighten someone on your point of view. And now people are so ignorant that they just want to listen to your facts so that they can combat what it is that you're doing.
Yeah,
so,
right?
You know,
yeah,
anytime I'm commenting on social media, I've been commenting a lot more on Instagram because obviously I've been guided to do so. But it's always Trump 2024. Well, explain that. I don't have to explain. Do your research. The same way I did my research, you can do your research. So me explaining the research that I've done is not going to change how you feel based on what it is that you feel like you know. So I ain't arguing with you fools. I ain't going back and forth. And I'm making them mad because I'm not going back and forth. So I'm going to let you assume. And I'm like, no, I'm just above you, and I don't feel like talking to you. Like, I'm allowing them to assume. So this year is about allowing them to assume, right? If you truly want to know something, you're going to go do your research. But as this night's topic, right, y'all know sometimes I come through and I have a couple topics, and I haven't been having them.
Yeah,
I
was like, okay. It's
yeah,
be one
I've been
of them type
jam-packed.
Of
so when I do come through, because I try to do it at least once a month, right, whether it's on the world famous chop up show or whether it's just on a regular show, I try to come through and help Mo out at least once a month, right? And of course, Mo has two shows, so he has, like, you know, he already has his stuff that he has in alignment. But tonight we doing the SG Takeover. Man, you do not want to miss tonight's show.
About.
I'm telling you,
world
I'm
famous
coming
chop up
lit.
The SG
I got
fishing.
A whole list. I got a whole
okay.
list of things
I'm ready.
That I want to talk about, right?
Look, you drive and I'm riding shotgun. You know what I'm saying? Let's take
I'm
this
trying
road
to
trip.
Tell you.
Yeah.
We doing it big. All right, Mo, how was your week?
Yeah, so my week was focused, man. Once again, my ambition is plan, strategize, execute, and consistency, man. So I'm just putting that into, you know, I'm just keeping that focus. That's my mantra. Shout out to Vintage Nubian, whipping that into shape, you know, interior decorating, real estate, I'm coming for it, you know what I'm saying? So I love the way that's shaping up. You know, I was out and about in the city, you know, I was in Soho today, I had some appointments, so it was just cooling out, you know, just getting the energy, and that's what I love about, you know, what I do, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm able to just take like an adventure, you know, in these different neighborhoods and kind of, you know, get into the scene and just get some inspiration and make money at the same time. So, so that you know, that was dope. I'm just kind of lounging, you know, on my, I got like a new chair for my spot. So I'm kind of kicking back right now, watching this, you know, NFC Championship game in the background. So life is good. You know, I'm just, like I said, just putting everything together. You mentioned, you know, how you plan on your years and how how this year is shaping up, you know what I'm saying, and all that. Once again, like you said, I'm very seasonal. So I'm already kind of getting in tune for, you know, when the weather starts to break and just how I want to have everything just, you know, just flowing. So once that weather breaks, like I said, I'm just hitting the ground running. You know what I'm saying? That's been my thing for this year too, just hitting the ground running, just in stride. You know what I'm saying? So coming in stride, like I'm already anticipating it. So when it comes, bam, I'm in stride. So that's, once again, that's my week, man. So just supreme focus, plan, strategize, execute, consistency. So that's my week.
Sounds good to me, man. Get it in, man.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
go ahead and open up your show.
Okay. All right. So look. All right. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Let's cut to the chase. So this is my favorite part of the show, but actually this is the last Sunday of January. So we already a month into this 2024 situation. So, of course, the last Sunday of each month is the world famous chop up. So, like I said, usually this is the when it's the last Sunday of the month, this is going to be what I thought was interesting throughout the whole month. And just, bringing it to the world-famous chop-up and speaking on it. But as G alluded to, Black, this is going to be a world-famous chop-up SG takeover. So I'm just ready to see what Black got in store. I know it's a lot going on, And it seemed like Black, really been kind of keeping her ear to the streets this week. So, let's go, So what's the topic? And I'm ready to, like I said, to ride shotgun on this. So, what you got?
All right. So we know that there is major Trump news, and I'm going to leave that for last. We're going to jump on a couple of these other small topics, right? And I started writing them down because I was like, I need to start writing down the stuff that I see.
Yeah, that's a good way. That's how I do it. So
even if I don't discuss it every single week, I just, save it up until I get a couple of topics. Because everything ain't worth me speaking on.
Of
the things, it just be what the people want to talk about, what the people want to hear about, right? And so we're going to do that, right? So we're going to start this out with the Meg and Nikki beef, right? Megan Thee Stallion and Nikki. It's just like Megan Thee Stallion dropped this song and she dissing everybody, right? You dissing Joe Biden, because they was dancing to R. Kelly music. You talking noise about people taking up for Tory Lanez, telling them to put money on his books. You bragging about him being in jail from what he did to you, when ultimately, keep in mind, there was no bullet fragments found. And then they testified, she did get shot in the leg, right? Money rules the world, but there's no evidence of bullet fragments in court, right? Which we all know how that played out. They perfectly railroaded Tory Lanez via Ritual and allegedly for the sake of the show. And, you got an innocent man behind bars. But, of course, she's just – every time Megan says or does something, it's a bunch of drama lately. So it's like she's trying to – put her name back out there and get people to, talk about her again. Because as soon as she say something, people just instantly, they stop talking about it. So she got music she's dropping. So she wanted to pick with Nikki. And, of course, Nikki, snapped back. And Nikki went harder when she snapped back. Yeah. You can't come for Nikki.
This is a good matchup, Nikki versus Meg. I'm here for this.
Yeah, Nikki shut her down. Everybody... they mad because Nikki told her to go summon some mother, but at the end of the day, you talked about Nikki's husband. And so, when you bring family in, it ain't nothing off limits, no matter what people want to feel. So Nikki won that. I'm just sick of Meg. People can say you could be sick of Meg, but she's going to be around. Meg is self-destructed in front of your face. Everybody that came in and tried to do this beef shit, tried to go back and forth, it's almost like you're seeing the 15 minutes of fame unfold, right? Everybody comes out and they see that it's not working and you got to work harder and harder and harder to stay relevant. You know what I'm saying? So it really just, you're never going to be back where you were, right? When you decided to put when you decided to put Tory in jail for something that he didn't do, you know, the universe is just not working in your favor. You can do every ritual you can, and it'll buzz you up, and then you're going to be right back in the same position that you was in. You know, you got to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay for the wrong, you know, that you do in life. And this is why I talk about having a pure heart and, you know, moving with pure energy. So, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. You know, shout out to Nicki Minaj. You know, Nicki Minaj being a studio doing all
that. I gotta give my like.
I don't want to spend too much time because it's like blah. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
What's your take on that?
Well, yeah, just real quick. You know, like I said, I mean, this is just the beginning of it. So let's just see what happens because I'm wondering, like, if Meg is playing checkers or chess. So right now, it seems like, you know, all right, she, you know. She made her first move with the song, and then Nicki, you know, counteracted. But I want to see what happens. Of course, Nicki, you know, put out a really good album, really got good feedback, got her name back out there. So, you know, she's feeling herself now, coming off having a baby and, you know, kind of, you know, getting in tune with that. Now, you know, the Tory Lanez, unfortunately, you know, because of the incident or whatever, is serving his time. Now let's see what Meg is going to do with the music. So, you know, of course, that was just the first, you know, I guess her. I haven't heard the song yet, but I guess it did generate some buzz, enough buzz for Nicki to clap back. But I want to see what the album's going to be. Let's see how Meg comes with the album, and then that's when we'll really see how this is going to shape up. So, you know, that's just my take.
Well, it doesn't have to be enough buzz for Nicki to clap back. Nicki going to clap back as soon as you mention her name regardless, right? So that's
I rock with Nicki, but let's not act like it seemed like she didn't really want it with Cardi. So she kind of like picking her spots. You know what I'm saying? I want this energy when Cardi B was really coming at it. She seemed like when Cardi's, you know, stepped to her, she seemed like she was like, okay, all right.
You got to think who is people behind it, but she didn't step down from Cardi. You know what I'm saying? They had their things and they kept moving. Hell, when Cardi was talking about when Cardi and her husband announced that they were separated, Nicki took shots at Cardi. You know what I'm saying? So Nicki just being Nicki right now. Like if Nicki don't like you, she gonna make sure that.
Well, I knew she was probably waiting to get at Meg because, you know, Meg and Cardi, they seem like they didn't got like a little like tag team, you know, as far as like their like singles, their last two kind of hit singles that they didn't have together. So so that's an alliance right there. So I just knew, but you know, I'm just glad when Nicki came back out, a lot of people, you know, show love to Nicki. I talked about this, you know, probably like a few weeks back when her album came out, like how, you know, JT from City Girls, you know, show love and, you know, so it was just good to see that balance. So I'm eager to see what this is going to happen. I just want to hear good music. I just want them to be inspired. I don't want them to get too crazy. You know, nothing needs to get physical or nothing like that. But let's just see. Let's see who comes with it musically. You know what I'm saying? So,
an alliance between Meg and Cardi, or is it because these songs are rating the charts? So you're gonna keep doing it until it play out. Like, let's call it spade. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's both. It's both. You know, if you got a partnership with somebody, you got like a chemistry is working. You're gonna keep doing it, but at the same time. You know, if Nicki is seeing that, like, she already going to look at Meg sideways because you partnering with the so-called op. You know what I'm saying? So, like, all right, so if you're going to be on, I see where you
well,
at. So
I'm going to tell you this. Do you pay attention to this? When Cardi and Meg dropped the first song that was a hit, they was online together a lot. They was, you know, Cardi was really, you know what I'm saying, bigging it up. Cardi was more into it. Now, yes, mm-hmm. Cardi dropping songs with her that's going, but Cardi is staying backish to that situation. Mm-hmm. Cardi ain't like
that's
she was
point.
When it came to Meg. If you paying attention to how it's going, it seems to be business more than anything. So, yes, speak volumes mm-hmm. that Cardi is still doing it with her, right? Because Cardi, you got to think, like Cardi said, you know, and I love Cardi too. I love Cardi. But you got to think, like she said, she ain't even dropped another album yet. You know what I'm saying? She just dropped
a
single. And she's still banging. You know what I'm saying? So it's more work chemistry. It's more of what the people want. And Cardi is just a team player to that extent. Now, of course, Cardi has not talking shit about Meg or anything like that, but when they first did it, they was way more closer than what they is right now. Like, you can see Cardi just being on this, oh, it's just business. You got to think, Cardi from the street. So
yeah.
Cardi ain't about that police shit and none of that. So we keep forgetting that Cardi is a mainstream artist, and she going to do what she got to do. She going to play the game how it go. But do you really think Cardi down with all of this police shit that Meg doing? Like, really? And Cardi from the street, like Cardi repping blood, you know, like, come on, like, so I don't think that it's an alliance and all of that. I think it's more a business at this point because they not as close as they was. But anyways, so you got Eminem diss record against Benzino. Now, when I was talking to Craig about it, he was like, but they beef go way back though. Da da da.
Oh my goodness, what?
They beef go way back. So I went on one of my favorite sites or whatever that I want to pull something, and they referenced the beef from back in the day. And they was like, you know, it's crazy that Eminem... Fuck me. How you going to let me get by with Meg? We don't fuck with Meg. Fuck Meg. I want to see what you got to say with the Eminem diss record against Benzino. Yes, they have they had beef back in the day. But it just seems to me, right, as I said to Crash, you can't say it's almost like anybody that say anything about Eminem, he coming with a diss record. He ain't even really dropping nothing, but you say you mentioned Eminem name, he come around that corner with a diss record. That's the for sure way to hear some music or clip it, right? They only be like 2 minutes, clip it. And he, of course, destroyed Benzino in his clip it. And Benzino couldn't come back at him, and so Benzino posted a picture of him and his girlfriend talking about, we good. He hit a Steve Harvey on him. You know, with Steve Harvey kind of caught up in all of this, and then Steve Harvey said, I'm good, Madre good. That's what Benzino did. We good, because you can't come back off this diss record. What do you think about the diss record between Eminem and Benzino?
I'm sorry, Black. I'm yawning to that. Because I'm like, Eminem, I could care less. Eminem, I've never been a fan. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely respected, but I'm not a fan of Eminem. And then Benzino's I don't like what Benzino did with the Source. So it's just like two people I really don't care about. Yeah, I'm not a fan of either one. So
of course people, you know, they posted they old beef, but I'm like, Eminem, did you really have to make a diss record in reference to, like, some people hold on to beef and they really just, they just hold on to it. And you just seen how he just held on to this damn beef. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's what it is. I'm like, oh my God, like, Eminem, that was my point, though. That didn't call for a diss record. I mean, it's Benzino, for God's sake. Forget who he used to be. Look who he is now. Somebody that is just in the news for who he's dating and his daughter. So I don't, right, okay, moving on.
It just seems like it's over with, man. Y'all both past this now. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. That's where I'm at.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nobody. So Floyd Mayweather, right, Floyd Mayweather, you know, Money Maye, his daughter, Money Yaya. his daughter has a child from NBA Youngboy. And recently NBA Youngboy went live to this Mayweather's daughter saying, you know, her thick body built badass, just won't let my son come over here unless she with him, and I ain't having that, right? And so I guess, you know, Money Yaya made a statement about him not being a good father. He's like, all my other kids staying here. Well, of course, you know, I mean, this little boy is always with his grandfather, with Mayweather. And Mayweather does not, you know, obviously Mayweather don't want the kid there. Mayweather went and did a video, and he, you know, in the class that he does in this awesome-ass car, and explained what kind of car he was sitting in with the stars on top. And he had two suitcases full of money. And he said, NBA Youngboy, this is on the way to you. Floyd Mayweather wants NBA Youngboy to give up his parental rights for this child and just go about his business. And the child is not allowed to go there without money, y'all, right? You know, NBA Youngboy, he got all these women. They in the house. There's always something going on. So unless Yaya going, the son can't go. I used to have a child, my children, when they was young like that, I kept the same code, like, just to be honest with you. Like, I do have children by, you know, people, you know, that, you know, had names in their own right. But my children couldn't go unless, like, I'm going, if I'm bringing them and I'm chilling with them, or you coming to me. Because when your child can't talk, you just don't know, right? And then men deal with women that really got some beef with the mama. And the man do not see that, or the man may know it, and they feel like, but this ain't going to mess up no baby. But you don't know because these women so fucked up in the head, right? So I support money, Yaya decision to not let her child go over there, because it's always some drama having an NBA young boy house with girls fighting and so on and so forth. Wow. And I tell women out there, I don't care if, you know, this is a family or whatever. Man, listen, go with your child. If they can't respect you going with the child, then fuck them. Like, stop trying to put it together. It was the head coach. I think the head coach in New Orleans, I want to say, he just got fired from his job, and his grandchild's mother spoke up and was like, "Yeah, you want karma." You know, the son, she had a child from the son, but she let her son go to the grandfather's house. And he was a little sick, and so the child died, right, in the grandparents' care. And the grandparents, I guess the son lived in the house with the grandparents as well. But however that may go, her child died in the house, and then they just said natural causes because he had fluid, you know, on his lungs or whatever the case may be. And she was like, "I want y'all to do more research. You know, just because he got money, you just writing something off." And she knew as a woman, your intuition about your child, one, you want to get some answers about your child, but your intuition will never lead you wrong. So shortly after that, I want to say a year or so after that, he lost his job as head coach. And she was very vocal about that. A lot of things when it comes to people with money be swept under the rug. But you don't want to be in an I told you so situation about your child when something done happened to your child. Like, I don't care how big of a person you trying to be. I don't care what, man. Stop letting y'all children go around these people that y'all got bad blood with without you. Like, I just don't care. So
yeah, that's a fact, especially young kids. Yeah. You don't want just that influence, man. If you know, you want a child to be in a child's environment. You know what I'm saying? So if it's not like a child-friendly environment, why is the child there anyway, you know?
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, you dead to me." But then NBA Youngboy get on live, and he playing like, "I need $20 million to sign over my rights." Bro, you don't want them anyways. They don't have to give you $20 million. They can actually just give you $1 million and tell you to go on about your way, because they can really take you to court and get things done completely the fuck different. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I think, you know, because, okay, NBA Youngboy allegedly gave one of his baby mothers $1,000. And I think she had, like, I think she had more than one child from him. But she's like, he's like, "Here go $1 million. Matter of fact, here's $1 million. Go about your life and leave me alone." So you pay her $1 million to leave you alone. And that's what Floyd trying to do to him now. "I'm going to give you this money, and I need you to leave us alone." And, you know, Floyd, when he talked with so much class anyways. You know what I'm saying? The things that Floyd can teach his grandchild is things nowhere near what NBA Youngboy can teach them. Now, of course, we ain't got nothing to say about our children and decisions and who they choose to be with and so on and so forth. But, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, I guess she wanted a bad boy. But that NBA Youngboy is not a good example for your child, like, whatsoever. So, shout out to Mayweather for having so much class. All right. So we winding them down. All right. So, Krishan and Blueface. Now, remember I told you when she first moved out of the house and all of this stuff first happened, I said the only reason that he had the other baby mama just, like, right there in the mix is because he's really mad at Krishan, and he's really, you know, he got to have somebody up under him. That's the type of person that he is. He played this hard role but he got to have a main chick under him. So he did all this bopping and beeping and stuff like that. And mind you, Krishan and the other baby mama, they ended up hanging out one time. They hung out one time, and I guess she heard what she needed to hear. Then the girl moved out of the house. And then now you see the other baby mama with a stud chick, you know, and Blueface, he in jail. So Krishan moved out of her house. Yeah, Blueface is locked up to, I think, July or something like that. Krishan moved out of her house and moved back in Blueface's house. Why? Because she got to pay the bills. He got to have somebody to pay the bills, right? She moved back in the house with him and then tattooed his face, his mugshot, on the side of her whole face, okay?
Whoa, who did that?
On the side of her face.
No, who
so
did that?
Now...
The Christian chick did that?
So now everybody, like, and she got millions and millions of followers, so I know she don't care. But she lost, like, 70,000 subscribers at the time she said she moving back in with Blueface. After all the drama, all the chaos, after all of that stuff, and everybody's like, I'm praying for you, you strong, you this is why you stay out of people's damn business. Okay? After all of that, but Krishan kept saying, like leave it off the internet, da-da-da this, da-da-da, and you kept seeing it because no matter how much he would talk shit, he still kept going around her. So you knew he was just hurt that she finally left him alone, right? So now they supposedly, I don't know what they're doing, but obviously they back together. So for the people that want to know. All
she
right.
She got a text.
We boiling down. We got
her face.
Just disgusting. We only got a couple more topics, and we finna jump into the main event. I got something. Probably gonna take it to 10 o'clock, and then you can have the last 30 minutes. All right. So, Gayle King. I seen Gayle King talking about black men, about how much she loves black men. She said, "The way that black men call me baby." And so the man was like, "What? How they saying, baby?" She was like, I can't imitate it because it's just something about them calling me baby. I just love it." And I'm like, you know, Gayle was, people that don't know Gayle, even back then, Gayle was always the wild friend, right? Y'all don't know. Gayle was the turned up friend. Of course, being that, you know, she makes the money that she makes, you know, Gayle and Oprah is like, that type of relationship, you know, Oprah is an Aquarius, and Gayle and Oprah have been best friends for a very long time. And so what Oprah did was, you know, when Oprah got on, she just, you know, put Gayle in position to do her own thing, right? And I remember when Oprah talked about it, you know, before she turned into this Oprah, and she was like, even though I'm a friend and I can do this and I can do that, I would prefer her to get in position to do her own thing. So basically, as long as Gayle worked for it, you know, she would assist Gayle to open up doors, and that's how, you know, Gayle went to school for media, I think, or something, and then Oprah helped her get a job and get in there. But, you know, best friends, Gayle was always the wild friend, especially back in the day. And so she was talking about, you know, how she loves her black man. Like, the way they call me baby. Like, I'm not. So shout out to Gayle. She's saying, you know, I'm not jumping ship on my black man. I love a black man.
Ain't no
at least
shout
that's
out
what
to her.
She said.
F Gayle, man. I don't rock with that lady. Nah, man. No
Gayle is... Gayle is, I'm giving her a shout out for not jumping ship, because most people that get money, they act different, you know what I'm saying? But Gayle say she love her black men, man. Let Gayle love her black men, man. So we were sitting here watching Ted Bundy last night, right? So we watched two different things. We watched the movie. That they did a very poor job on, like, the movie, because they didn't show, like, the event of what happened, like, you know, the people, they put together was just, like, basically a hearsay based on everybody else's point of view of what happened, right? So seeing that, I'm like, okay, the way y'all put it together, like, this man seemed innocent. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, they putting and dropping the evidence in there. I'm like, he seemed innocent. So then we listened to the tapes of Bundy talking, right, when the man came and listened to the tapes. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this bitch guilty. Listening to him talk, not so much of you know, the confessional piece, but even just having the ear to listen to him say, like, you know, the things that he went through in childhood and how people played with him. You know what I'm saying? So he just was in a situation where, you know, I'm going to be the best at what I do, which he was. He was the best at tricking people. But a part in those tapes, right, they were talking about the 70s, okay, how there was issues with Iran, that we had war issues then, the gas prices, even back then, were over $3. In the 70s, bro, remember when we were growing up, the gas was 99 cents. Let's be mindful of that. Gas was 99 cents when I was growing up, 99 cents a gallon. Their gas went up to $3 and something. People could not afford to live. There was chaos in the community. There was a lot of fighting. There was a lot of burglary. There was a lot of robbing. You know, groceries was extremely high. What does that sound like to you?
Sound like now, right?
Exactly. We are now back around in the 70s. So when people are, like, looking around and they don't necessarily see it fully happening, like everything, you may see your rent going up. You may see the groceries being high. You may see the gas being high, right? But you are not paying attention to history repeats itself. We are back in the 70s right now, right? And ultimately, it had to be someone. They had to change presidents for things to change, right? And so I say that to say, be mindful when you go out here and vote, because right now we y'all put a Democrat in the office and he ran this to shit. And there's a chance,
like,
as I keep telling y'all, that
he did the same thing back in the day.
These people are not going out without a fight. Biden is gonna cheat as long as he can cheat, the cheat of what cheating is. Biden is, that it's a chance that they're going to still try to overthrow Trump when Trump numbers are through the roof right now. And we're going to get into that. But we are now back in the same exact thing. They do not cover Oakland, California enough. I started watching Oakland about a month ago, and I didn't hear about what happened in Oakland from the news. Mm-mm. I heard it from an influencer, right? Took video footage of being in Oakland, of an influencer that said Oakland is not safe right now. And it's not that, and you know, like they said, they didn't do nothing to me, but it's not safe. You got to come here and see for yourself. It's not safe. You can't even pull up to, you pull up an out-of-town tag, they break it in your car. You know what I'm saying? They stealing your luggage. They stealing everybody for themselves right now in Oakland. This is the same thing that's going on in the world. And I think when they give history and they say, oh, this is what's going on in the world, people think that, like, if they don't see it in their immediate location, that it's not happening. And it is, right? It is happening. With all of these things happening under Biden's administration, what do you think you're getting? So Biden did just increase the child tax credit to where Trump had it at, right? So kudos to Trump for putting the idea out there. So if you have a child 6 years or older, the child tax credit went from $2,000 to $3,000. If you have a child under the age of six, your tax credits go from your tax credits go up to from $2,500 or $2,600 to $3,600. So people gonna really have some tax money, but that doesn't mean that you're fixing the problem, because you're really just trying to win people over. You did the same thing that Trump did. This ain't nothing new. So yeah, there's more money coming back on your taxes, but you're still sending millions over to Ukraine. This bill was to send millions of dollars over to Ukraine. Now here's what we're gonna get, and then what? Okay, I'm gonna get your point of view on this. I'm gonna get your point of view on one more thing, and then we're gonna jump in. We may go over 10, but it's okay.
That's fine. Go ahead.
What do you think about this situation in the way of the world as we state now versus where we were in the 70s? We were like in the same shit. Like, what do you think about what's happening?
Yeah, I think you know, I guess cycles to certain things, and you know, if you pay attention to certain things, you'll see a lot of similarities, and it has to do with certain presidents and their ideologies and stuff like that. So when you said that, of course, I mean, I only spent 2 years in the '70s. You know what I'm saying? I'm a classic 78. You know what I'm saying? That's when I came into prominence. So, but I've always been a fan of like the '70s, the culture and everything. So always kind of like, you know, what, like research certain things that I thought was interesting that was happening back in the '70s, obviously because I didn't live through it or, you know, just 2 years. But to my knowledge, I can see where you're coming from, you know, how that can kind of make sense a little bit, because when you just mentioned Biden, like Biden to me is the worst president I've seen since I've been alive. Like this guy, I've never seen somebody so incoherent, because not only is he not good, he doesn't have a good cabinet either. You know, at least like George Bush, the second, George W. Bush, you know, even though I wasn't a fan of him as a president, he had a strong cabinet, you know, so he had, you know, just advisors and stuff like that that was strong. With Joe Biden, I don't see nothing. I just see incoherence. And then just leading up to it, how people just railroaded Trump, it just really just puts me in a, anyway, I just get really, you know, disappointed, you know, with the way this whole thing shaped up. That's why it's so refreshing to see Trump back. And I know you say you're going to get into it a little bit more. But once again, it kind of reminds me of, and like I said, I was a baby, so I don't know exactly how it went down. But just on the outside looking in, it seems like it's reminiscent of Jimmy Carter. You know what I'm saying? So Jimmy Carter, you know, a lot of people talk about how he was one of the worst presidents, and he was a Democrat and all this other stuff. And, you know, he was only a one-term president and things of that nature. Now, we can get into Reaganomics because it was good and bad. You know, of course, it was bad, crack era and all that other shit. But if you was getting money, even with the crack era, people, you know, especially our people of melanated, you know, being, you know, it was the worst as far as that, people turning into zombies. But at the same time, it was a lot of money out here, you know what I'm saying? So whether it was street money, whether it was Wall Street money, money was circulating, and it was Republican, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so it's just, you got to look at it. It's the good with the bad. So I just see Trump, you know, eyeing that. And that's why, you know, when it gets closer to the, you know, election and we start getting the debates, I don't see how people aren't going to go for Trump. You know what I'm saying? Because I think, you know, the writers on the wall, you know what I'm saying? You're seeing that the inflation and how this shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? As far as like,
Biden is going to try to avoid a debate with Trump.
Yeah, but that,
they
but that's going to make
Biden
you look
against Trump.
But what I'm saying, but that's just going to make you look bad. You have to show up. That's what I'm trying to say. So, and then Trump is smart enough to know like, oh, he can't even show up. Like, how is this person fit to become, you know, president again for a second term? So it's just going to play into his hands. You know, like I said, I really come alive and pay attention whenever it's an election year, especially when it's somebody that I really follow and I'm on their side. I'm endorsing them. I'm all in, and I can kind of just see it. I've been watching this since, you know, we've been doing this show long enough, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting my popcorn ready, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see how this is going to play out, because it's going to be so telling. And then like how you just said, if they do something just so blatantly corrupt to try to keep him out of office, it's going to be some shit. So, you know, that's my opinion on it.
Yeah, it's so stupid. And then Rick Ross, we go for video talking about, he talked to a friend that was a Trump supporter and told him that it's just delusion, Trump ain't really did nothing. Like, nigga, you sitting your fat greasy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what? Honestly, I didn't even look at it. I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You watched up.
You gotta practice discernment, because stuff like that will get you so frustrated. And that's the thing. It's gonna really, like, I saw like the truth teller, like, you know, when we back in 2020, when everything was, you know, everything was coming to a head with, you know, the election and then the COVID and all that other stuff, like, you see a lot of people's just truth, and you see where they really stand. And that's another part that's just going to be so telling to see once again, we talked about this last week, who's going to jump out the window? But like I said, at the same time, I just got to practice discernment, especially for a lot of my people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm over getting frustrated and stuff like that. So I just got like a new mentality on certain things, man, when it comes to this. So, yeah, it's just going to be interesting. So stay tuned to the listeners, just to follow on our show. It's really about to get heated up, man. Our shows, especially, you know, the world famous Chop Up and all this stuff, when we, you know, get closer to this and we really start dissecting it, you know, stay tuned, because we're gonna keep it real adult talk. So definitely.
Well, let's,
you know,
start dissecting it right now. Shout out to Donald Trump. He won Iowa and New Hampshire. Okay. Stay mad. They mad, you know, Nikki Haley, they trying to push Nikki Haley off on everybody because they know that nobody's going to allow Nikki Haley to become president. Everywhere you go, there's a strategy from these Democrats that is disgusting, right? So, obviously, they trying to pull Nikki Haley in here so that people can think that Nikki Haley is an option. People can think that people like Nikki Haley. They don't. Nikki Haley was seen saying, well, there's more places than Iowa and New Hampshire, so we're going to keep fighting, you know. Give it up, you know. But, you know, here's a couple of things that Trump has touched on over the last couple of days. And he coming hard, right? And so here's the thing. If he can do this, why can't anybody else do this? Because they don't want to. You know, everybody is trying to, like Trump said, he's going to drain the swamp. He did the same thing the first time. He's going to do it even harder than all the people that went against him, all the people that tried to set him up, all the people that tried to play games with him. He's doing it again. He is draining the swamp, right? So Trump says that there's 100% chance of a terrorist attack. Obviously, you know, Putin said the same thing. He told America, do not get involved. He told him that. Don't get involved. But they did. You involved in Ukraine. You involved with Iran and all of this crap. Something obviously is going to take place, right? We know that. If you slow, you slow. Why do you think these billionaires building bunkers? They ain't building bunkers for the fun of it. They know this. And Trump done came and said this already. So they're like, what Trump going to do? It ain't what Trump doing, dummy. It's what Biden did. What Biden is doing, he's taking all of y'all money, sending it overseas, and he's causing these problems, okay? Another thing that Trump said that he's going to do is he's doing away with payroll tax. Payroll tax, right? So basically, listen, if the business itself has to pay taxes, right? And then you have the payroll tax where they are taxing their employees to assist. They're saying that Social Security is not going to be in effect, so why are we still paying it? Then they say, well, we're still paying it because we need to make sure that the people that are currently here can get Social Security. So if y'all can send millions and millions and billions and millions, then billions of dollars over to Ukraine, why haven't y'all put the money aside for the Social Security and eliminated those things for us? Trump said he's doing away with payroll tax. So that is a very good thing, because if you pay attention, that come out to be a lot of money for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to they get their check and taxes taken out, you know, $100 to $300 per paycheck, right? So that's more money back in your pocket. I support it, right? I don't have a job where I work for somebody, but I still support it. Trump said that he is going to lower the gas prices, getting the U.S. energy separate from drilling oil. Now, why could they have not already done this? Because there are people in the middle and on each side of it that are greedy, okay? So why is our energy with drilling oil? Because oil fluctuates in prices and it's too expensive. So this is going to then trickle down to us so that our gas prices are lower and our electric bills are lower, right? So when we got these $300 and $500 electric bills and they keep fluctuating, right, we are going to feel that, right? This is the way to bring it back from this recession. We're already in a recession, but they are doing their best to not, they have, because they haven't officially announced it's a recession, then they're not saying that we're in a recession. Now, Trump just did a video, and he said, I wish that the recession truly unfolds within the next 12 months, because I don't want to be to blame for what's about to happen, what Biden has done, right? He said, I got a lot to clean up with what Biden has done to this country, but I don't want any of the hardship to fall back on me, and then I'm trying to explain to the people this is what happened, because generally that's what it is. And so even if the more that the Democrats see that they are being ran down the hole, they're going to start doing even dumber shit that will come out much down the line to make it seem like it's Trump. So the Democrats right now, they've already ran America to shit, like completely. The people talked about Trump because Trump was just outgoing and goofy and so on and so forth, but Trump had this shit together. Trump also says that he will end the war in Ukraine. He says he knows both presidents. He knows what it takes. And this will be fairly easy to get done for him. Nobody has ever done it. You know, that's Trump's favorite thing. Nobody has ever done this before. He says he will end the war in Ukraine, right? Because that's what needs to happen, all right? So I did tell you guys earlier, there was an increase on the child tax credit, right? So that gives you a little bit more money. I mean, you happy about $1,500 more dollars, $1,600 more dollars, but they sending millions of dollars overseas. But, I mean, it puts money in your pocket, but they're going to take it right back. So I get it, but they're going to snatch the shit right back with the bills that they have going on right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of asinine because they're trying to give y'all crumbs because that's what they think of the American sheeple. They feel like, oh, they want is some crumbs and we can do that. But the sheeple are waking up. And the sheeple are realizing, like, no, I want more than that. You're not finna keep playing with me. And I can't wait for the sheeple to start demanding more from their government because they're taking from you and you act as though there's nothing that you can do about it. We all can come into unity, rise up, and demand change, and that's what's going to happen. So now, what do you think about these topics?
Well, again, like I said before, from the other thing, like, it's nothing new to me. Like, I already see this shaping up. Like, so, let's see here. How can I spin it differently? I just think anybody that's interested in kind of going behind the curtain to see how, you know, Donald Trump thinks, read the book called The Art of the Deal. So if you read this book called The Art of the Deal, came out in the 80s, great book. But it just showed, like, that book just shows you, like, you know, when he built Trump Tower and all these different, you know, things that he had to do when he was first starting out. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, no, he came from money and all this other stuff. His father, you know, was able to, you know, his grandfather didn't come from money. His grandfather, you know, built it from the mud as far as, like, you know, his real estate business. And then, you know, he had brothers and sisters and stuff like that, but none of them could take the baton the way Trump did. You know, Trump had, like, an older brother, but he didn't have a sense of business like Trump did. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is that's how it's supposed to be. You know, the generation before you is supposed to set up the new generation for success. Now, what I don't respect is if it's given to you and you fumble the bag and you fuck up the legacy. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to set your children up for success. And then I respect it when they take what you set up and they make it massive. And that's what he did for his family. So what I'm just getting at is when me reading that book, I see what he's all about. You know what I'm saying? Because his father was still thinking, I don't want to say small, but small compared to the way Trump saw it. Like, his father, you know, started with real estate in Queens and Brooklyn. And his father was like, I don't think I'm going to mess with Manhattan. I don't know. I think that might be just too much. You know what I'm saying? And Trump was like, why? You know what I'm saying? And so what I'm just saying, that mentality to build this Trump Tower when so many, the mayor and you know, different things, you know, he had to jump through hoops to kind of
make the deal happen and to have the money to leverage certain things. And then, you know, people get in his way like, oh, no. You know what I'm saying? So I see his passion, and it's the same thing. So all he did was take that same business acumen that he did to become successful and knowing the system and having lawyers and knowing, you know, the laws and how far he can take it and make it work for his advantage. He's doing the same thing in politics now. So he already seen the mistakes that happened from the last go around. You know what I'm saying? The things that, you know, he saw that maybe didn't go his way or whatever, was like, okay, this is what I got to do differently to be stronger this way. So I'm seeing it, and it should be a landslide in a way from the way I'm looking at it, because Biden is showing you how incoherent he is. And it's just like, if anybody has any common sense, you can just see it. You know what I'm saying? And then the people who still just get caught up in this whole Trump shit, as far as that, like, I think you made a good point, I think, last week, is people are just mad sensitive about words and shit like that. I could give a fuck what somebody's saying. Let me see what your actions right. are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could care less. Like, I'm not, you know, people talk about this whole, I don't know, man. Like, it just be so scary. I hate people just being so scary of what they think shit could be just from words, man. Like, if somebody not doing nothing physically to you or affecting your money situation, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope people will just be able to just wake up, man, especially our people, and just understand, and knowing that they're going to come, the Democrats are going to come with the same little tactics, you know, like little shit here. This country needs to get back to just frame, meaning like just a strong frame of mind. You know what I'm saying? As far as like all this fucking weak thinking, all this like, you know, because like I said, the only people that really progressed in these last 4 years or whatever has been the transgender. And I'm not, you know, I don't want to make this a thing against that, because
but the truth is
I really
the truth,
don't have no,
right.
Yeah, I really don't have no beef with them or whatever. I just like, if that's what you want to do, that's how you want to live your life. I just don't want it to be forced upon me. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go that way. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go my way. You go that way. And we ain't got to be cordial, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Like, I'm not going to do nothing that's going to disrespect you, as long as you don't do nothing to disrespect me. So, but that's the only people that's progressed. And it's like, really? Like, okay, it's been enough of this shit, all right? You want to give them some type of say or whatever, but it's been enough. It's time to get back to what I would call, you know, just core values that it seemed like this country was built on. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just ready for that, man. Like, strong male households and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I want our black men to get down with this. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be a white man mentality to be strong minded and have the man lead the household. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to get back to those values, man. Family life, family values. You know what I'm saying? Setting yourself up for success. And once again, not just being fed, learning how to fucking fish and hunt, you know what I'm saying? Like, and put yourself in a position, man. And so I just wanted to get back to that, man. And I just think Trump represents that. So, and then, like I said, I just always liked the fact that he was a businessman first, politician second. I'm sick of these politicians just telling you what you want to hear to get elected. They do what the fuck they want to do once they get elected. And this country right now, because of the inflation and all that shit being as fucked up as it was, because it was trending in the right direction, but then the COVID shit and fucked everything up. You know what I'm saying? However you want to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it just needs to get back to that. You know what I'm saying? So I just think just a lot of different things. And I just think a lot of things just need to come back to prominence. It's the little things too. Like, it could be something as small as like, and I don't want to go off topic a little bit, but it's like, I know every technology's changed, and, you know, people don't go out to the movies as much and shit like that, because, you know, you got everything on your TV and your phones and all that other stuff. But it could be things as like, prices, you know, to get just a quality of life back where people are out and about, you know what I'm saying, to be able to just go and have a date night, you know what I'm saying? So
It could be things like just the movie industry. Like, all right, you know, the movie industry is all fucked up right now as far as the streaming or whatever, which is good, you know, in a case, you know, because like I said, times have changed. But if you don't want just the theater experience to go belly up, cut prices on that. Get back to like $5 movie prices and concessions so people can like start to go out and enjoy themselves and re-get back to just going out and stuff like that. So I just think a lot of things just got to be changed. And it don't have to be big. It's just small. So I just think if Trump can really relate to that and talk about that, which I think he will, and just talk about money and just, you know, and I want to get back to the whole platinum plan and all that other stuff, because that was just our people having like a plan of action as far as, you know, black communities and building up black communities and stuff like that. And it just needs to get back to that, man. It's just got so left from this whole Biden situation, man, that, you know, I'm just looking forward to a change, man. And I want the people to just on some bullshit to just get exposed. You know what I'm saying? I just want them to
right.
get exposed, man. People that's just like, you know, backwards thinking, it's just still got us thinking from, you know, backwards as far as black people, man. We just got to get it together, man. So that's what I got to say on that.
All right. Well, that's all I had.
All right, so with that being the case, shout out to Black. Black came with it, you know what I'm saying? Nice, interesting topics, you know what I'm saying, to start off the show. I got enough to pretty much finish it. So right now, like I said, in the background, I was watching the playoffs. Of course, we're going to be taking off for the Super Bowl in the next 2 weeks. So I'm going to give you the play-by-play of the two games that just happened earlier today. So basically, especially too, you know, if you listen to the show and it's not live, of course, we tape our show every Sunday fun day. So this is a result of what just happened. You probably already know if you listen to the show a little bit later. But, you know, let's talk about the two championship games in football. So the first one, we had the AFC Championship. Shout out to Kansas City. They punched their ticket to Vegas, where the Super Bowl is going to be held this year. And, yeah, Lamar Jackson, you know, he's still probably going to win the MVP. Shout out to my co-host Kev Herc, past Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop Up. One of the topics was, is Lamar Jackson a new Mike Vick? And we both kind of agreed that, you know, for Lamar Jackson to really take that next step and separate himself and become the new Lamar Jackson, he needed to win this game. Because at this point, I would still take Mike Vick. The Mike Vick experience, shout out to Atlanta, was like nothing I ever seen. But, of course, you know, his career got derailed with the dog fighting. We had a little bit of the Mike Vick experience in Philly with Coach Andy Reid when he was coaching the Philadelphia Eagles back in the day. But Lamar Jackson has been like the closest thing that we've seen to it. But, yeah, Pat Mahomes, like he put a stop to that. So, and Travis Kelce, man, shout out to Cleveland Heights. Travis Kelce, they put on again, man. Just a great win, man. They look like they're the new dynasty now. You know, the way the Tom Brady and the Patriots was running shit for a while, it seems like it might be Kansas City's time now. You know, well, it definitely is their time now. And just to give a quick recap of the game, now, I don't have CBS, so I didn't watch the first game, which is the game I'm talking about, Kansas City versus Baltimore. But I did check out the highlights like right before the show. And it was a close game, and this player, I gave him mad props because he's a rookie, and he was one of the best rookies to be drafted this year. He really had a really good season. He's definitely probably a Pro Bowler. I believe his first name was Zay, but his last name is Flowers. He's a young receiver for the Baltimore Ravens. But basically, the game turned when he got the taunting penalty.
So it was like a key. I think the score was at that point, I wrote down some notes. I think Kansas City was up 17-7. Yeah, 17-7. And Lamar Jackson got a big pass to Flowers. Flowers, you know, pumped up. And he's young. Like I said, he is a rookie. But got a little too amped. Got to do the defensive back's face, you know, like hovered over him with the ball or whatever. And then, you know, a penalty was called. And so, you know, the play came back at least like 10 yards. And from there, that the momentum kind of shifted. And then you can see him pressing to try to make up because he's a good player, but he was trying to, you know, make up. And then he went to score because he got the ball again. And he fumbled right before he got into the end zone. And ever since then, the game just shifted. And then, you know, at that point, because if he would have scored, right, originally, or if he didn't get the penalty and they scored, it would have been 17-14, and Baltimore was playing pretty good defense, and they could have been in position to win a game. But then, you know, you could just see them press Lamar Jackson. You know, so at that point, instead of being 17-14, it remained 17-7. And then you could just see them pressing, and you know, Kansas City prevailed. So, you know, shout out to Kansas City. You know, like I said, the Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce is unlike a connection I haven't seen since Joe Montana, Jerry Rice. Speaking of, I believe Travis Kelce broke Jerry Rice's record for receiving catches in the playoffs, which is big because I would have never thought somebody would have been able to break Jerry Rice's record, man. So they're just a special team. Andy Reid is showing why he's the best in the business as far as coach. You know, Bill Belichick, used to hear his name ring a lot, especially with the whole New England. But, you know, once Tom Brady left and Bill Belichick was just coaching the Patriots without Tom Brady, you see the Patriots pretty much let Bill Belichick go after the season ended for the Patriots this year. So you already see that, you know, Tom Brady was really, you know, if you're cutting this, if you're looking at it like out of 100, you know, you got to at least give Tom Brady, I would say, at least 60% and Bill Belichick 40% instead of it being like a 50-50 situation. But with that being the case, Andy Reid is really showing, you know, of course you need players. You know, he has Patrick Mahomes, who's the best quarterback in the league. You got Travis Kelce, who's the best tight end in the league now. But what he's doing right now is just phenomenal, man. So shout out to the Chiefs. Then on the other side, big shout out to the Great Lakes, man. And it was funny because I was watching this game right before the show, and then actually while the show was going. And I think my wife had came in and asked, like, who's winning? I was like, yeah, Detroit. You know, look like they're going to, you know, put on for the Great Lakes. And I should have never said that because I should have said, you know, just wait. I'll get back to you because I think it jinxed them. And San Francisco, 49ers, defense started getting on point. So just to give a breakdown of that game, Detroit came out on point, man. They came out hungry and looked like they was ready to be here. You know, shout out to Dan Campbell, the coach. They really had the whole passion. And you seem like, all right, Detroit, it could be their year to really break through and get to the Super Bowl. And not take nothing away. They've had a great season. But they was in control of the game. But then San Francisco's defense started making some key plays, man. They got a really good defense. Nick Bosa got a key sack on Jared Goff right at the end of the half, which really kind of took away the momentum because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Detroit was up 24-7 at halftime. So that means because they just lost. So it was a tremendous comeback in the second half. So the second half, I just, you know, because now at this point, we're doing our show and I'm watching it like on the TV in the background. And I know a key play and another great rookie class this year, Jahmyr Gibbs, who's the running back for the Detroit Lions. You know, had a fumble, man, like right at a bad time of the game, man. And once that happened, it seems like the momentum just switched over to San Francisco. San Francisco started smelling blood, and the defense just started really getting at Detroit, and they just, like, overpowered Detroit. And Brock Purdy, you know, I did have some questions because he looked a little shaken. Now, he's still a young quarterback himself. You know, Brock Purdy came into prominence last year. You know, of course, well, 2 years ago, he was, like, the last pick of the draft. But, you know, he held it together. And now we will have a rematch. Kansas City and San Francisco, they played in the Super Bowl a few years ago. That was Kansas City's first Super Bowl win because the first time, this would be their, what is it? I'm getting mixed up now. I think this is the fourth Super Bowl appearance now, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, because, yeah, the first Super Bowl that they went, they lost to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, lost to the Patriots. Then the next time they went to the Super Bowl, they played San Francisco, which that's why I said it's a rematch. And that's when Jimmy Garoppolo was actually the quarterback of the 49ers, and Kansas City won their first Super Bowl. So that was their second Super Bowl appearance. And then the third Super Bowl appearance was last year when they beat the Eagles. And so now this is their fourth Super Bowl appearance. So this is the fourth Super Bowl appearance in 5 years. So, wow. So, you know, so now it's a rematch. Got Kyle Shanahan and that defense. You know, and then the offense, you know, Debo, they kind of – Detroit kind of shut him down. I know he was a little hurt because he got hurt last game. But now he'll be able to rest up because, you know, the Super Bowl is going to be 2 weeks from now. So, so we'll see. You know, 2 weeks from now, he should definitely be ready to come to play. Christian McCaffrey, he's a baller, man. He's the running back for the San Francisco 49ers. White dude, rare breed, man. You don't see white running backs. That's like a rare thing. But he's like the best in the league right now. So shout out to him. Brandon Ayuk, Kittles is their tight end. And then their defense, man. Their defense got some hitters, man. Starting with Nick Bosa. They got this one guy, I think his last name is Greenlawn. He's a hitter. He, you know, he had a big game against Green Bay a couple of weeks ago. The two interceptions. I think his name is Fred Warner. They got some hitters, man. So they're gonna be it's gonna be a good matchup. You know, Kansas City versus San Francisco. That's, you know, so can Kansas City win another Super Bowl, or will San Francisco win their first Super Bowl since 1994? That was the last time, was with Steve Young. You know, of course they won Super Bowls in the 80s and then the early 90s with Joe Montana. But their last Super Bowl came in 1994. Then now they went to two. I told you they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs when they had Jimmy Garoppolo as a quarterback. And then they lost to the Ravens probably about 10 years ago, and that's when they had Kaepernick. So we shall see, man. So that's what's shaping up, man. So Super Bowl is in full effect, man. So once again, it will be the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. So that's what's going on with that. Let's see here. What else we got going on? So shout out to the AVN Awards. I know that's going on. I'm thinking, I've been talking a lot of, you know what? I don't want to say it until I actually do it, but I'm like, I've been kind of let the cat out the bag a little bit. So I think I'm going to do a top 10 list. It's been a minute. You know, I kind of like fell back a little bit, but I don't know. I think it might be time. So I'm not going to talk too much about it because I'm just going to drop it, you know, and then maybe I'll talk about it on the World Famous Chop-Up after I drop it. Now, when I'm dropping it, I don't know, kind of formulating a top 10 list. I think it's about that time. It's been a minute. But shout out to everybody out there, you know, at the AVN Awards. Hopefully, you know, people that I think should deserve an award will win it. But, you know, it's AVN Awards, so you never know. But I know that's kind of going up. Let me see here. What else we got going on in the news? Shout out to 21 Savage. And shout out to Shannon Sharp, his podcast, Club Shay Shay. I slept on it, you know. But shout out to, like I said, the world famous Chop Up Tuesday edition. My co-host, Kev Herc, you know, he's a big Shannon Sharp fan, always be bigging up his podcast. And I was just like, I don't know if I'm the biggest fan of Shannon Sharp. I'm still not, but I always respect his grind. Of course, you know, Shannon really got on everybody's radar when Cat Williams came through and they just broke all types of YouTube records and with that interview. But Shannon, he followed it back up. He had Country Wayne on. I don't really know too much about him, but I know he's a popular comedian. But the one I did check for, I didn't watch that one, but the one I did check for was 21 Savage that just dropped a few days ago. Really good interview, man. I really got a lot more respect for 21 Savage, you know, because I didn't really know his story all like that. You know, I know a lot of his raps and stuff like that is very savage-like, you know what I'm saying? So I thought, like, you know, it's a little cap, because I'm like, this little dude or whatever, got a lot of tattoos, but I'm like, what he, you know, is he really cap? The way he talks on the albums and his records is real savagery. But just listening to his story, man, it really made me, you know, get, like, a new respect for his music and his story, because I was really captivated about his story, you know, a few years back when he, when it was found out that he was from England, you know, he was born in England, almost got deported. So he came on Shannon Sharp, you know, talked about that, talked about how he, you know, came, you know, grew up, was born in England, came over with his mother when he was like 6 years old, 6, 7 years old. And then went back to England, you know, probably like when he was probably like 12 to renew his visa. And then he hadn't been back until he turned 30, which was like last year or something like that. But just a really interesting story. But the real interesting story was the time he said where he got shot. And when he got shot, his best friend at the time was killed right in front of him. And he almost got killed too, but he got shot 6 times. And was able to you know, luckily none of the 6 shots hit any vital organs, and he was able to you know, in a shootout in the car, was able to survive. So I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? And it talks about a lot of the tragedies that he's seen. A lot of, he said his brother got killed, you know, a few years ago, and a lot of people he came up with, you know, didn't make it. But through all in all, you know, he seemed real, you know, lighthearted about it, which was, you know, just an interesting dynamic. But it was just a cool interview, man. And Shannon Sharp, I got to give him props, man. He has a way of making his guests on his show feel very, very comfortable to open up. And that's definitely a skill, man. So, you know, shout out to Shannon for doing his thing, getting a really interesting guest too, man, because, you know, he was the 21 Savage. I've never seen none of his interviews. And I've been, you know, like I said, I've definitely been a fan of his music. You know, he's one of the younger the rappers from this generation that I really check for, you know what I'm saying? So that class that was on that, it was probably the XXL cover, the freshman class from, I forgot, 2016 or 2017, when you had 21 Savage, Lil Uzi, and Kodak Black, man, like, three superstar talents now for this generation, man. So just a dope interview, man. Then it was cool to see that he's a big R&B guy too, man. It seemed like that's what he really kind of opened up a lot, you know, when he was just talking about the different R&B singers that he likes, man. So just a real cool interview, man. Yeah, so, you know, shout out to 21 Savage, shout out to Shannon Sharp. Just an interesting conversation. Let me see here. We got about 4 minutes left. One quick thing, one quick review, right? So, yeah, we got about 4 minutes left, so I don't want to get long-winded. 6 minutes left, so this will take us to the end. But basically, so now, check this out, right? So I was watching Stars. You know, for the past, ever since what I was calling Thanksgiving Eve, I got Stars,
through all the Star shows, man. Got caught up on everything. So I'm all caught up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to wait to – I canceled Stars. I had it for like two – had some, you know, freaking Black Friday sale or whatever when I had Stars for like 2 months for like $5. So now I canceled it. So, you know, I know, like, damn, BMF is about to start. And this is the episode, the season that Meech is going to be in Atlanta. So, you know, last two seasons, the first two seasons was Detroit. So now this is the first official season in Atlanta. So I can't wait to see that. But I'm off that week-to-week type shit, man. I just want to, you know, already just have the episodes, like, lined up. So I'm going to just wait, and, you know, to, you know, everything – so I get a couple of seasons of that. Well, not a couple of seasons, but, you know, at least a new season of BMF, you know, some power seasons or whatever, and then I'll order it back. It'll probably be my tradition. I'll probably just wait until freaking, you know, Black Friday or New Year's Eve. And, no, I want to say New Year's Eve. I meant to say Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve is when I order. So, you know, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, that whole, you know, getting into the holidays, that's when I probably order Stars again. But I say all that to say this. So I was like, yo, I need a new show to watch. So I've been hearing, I think Cat Williams was talking about, like, Tubi. And I keep hearing people talk about that. And I heard some Dame Dash talk about Tubi. And Tubi is an app, a free app that's on, you can get it. If you got I got Roku, but any streaming device, you know, you can just download it.
Let me say this really quick because you brought up Tubi. Do you guys know that the owner of Tubi, even though they got low budget black films, the owner of Tubi owns Fox, like some racist white man that owns Tubi. It's crazy.
Well, Fox just bought Tubi. That's what happened. Fox bought Tubi, so that's why you're seeing Tubi get talked about now, because Fox owned it now. You know, it was a classic Big Bang Take Little Bang situation. So, yeah, so that's why Tubi, you're hearing people talk about it now, because it's owned by Fox. So now it's, you know, it's backed by Fox. But so real quick, I got 2 minutes left. So I saw it's this miniseries is on there. It's called Book of Negroes, right? So, you know, nowadays when I watch, like, a lot of these old slave shit, I don't watch it from the slave mentality. I watch it from, like, the quote-unquote master's mentality. I kind of watch it from that angle now, just to get a understanding of that savage mind frame, that business savage mind frame, because it was big business. It was big business for 300 years, and it is what it is. So, but this one was really good, man. Called Book of Negroes. Is you can search it on Tubi. Cuba Gooding Jr., he's in it. Phenomenal performance from him, man. This is the best performance from Cuba Gooding Jr. since Boys in the Hood. And that's the only other shit, you know, he's been an actor for years and stuff like that. But I don't like him in Boys in the Hood, and now this one. But really good. I mean, it's just you know, this one, she was a girl, little girl in Guinea, Africa. She got captured, sold off into slavery. But she knew how to deliver babies from a village, from, you know, from being with her mother. Her mother, you know, taught her how to deliver babies. So she was like a midwife. So she had something that was of value that she brought. So they found out that she delivered babies. I'm going to probably have to go a little bit more in depth into it probably next week on the World Famous Chopper, because we only got, like, I'm already over it. But all I just want to say, I'm going to come back to it. I'm going to put a pause on this. But Nova Scotia, Google that, man. Nova Scotia, the black people of Nova Scotia, you know what I'm saying? I'm really, like, intrigued by this, because this is a story that I really didn't know too much about. And like I said, I'm going to put a pause on this, and I'm going to come back to that, because I'm finishing it up now. But definitely a really good watch, man. Book of Negroes on Tubi or whatever. But anyway, so I'll come back to that. So once again, this has been a World Famous Chop Up. So big shout out to Black. Black came through. He said, you know, I'm running it down for people, you know, the SG takeover. So shout out to her, man. I love the energy. Came with some really good topics. Shout out to me, of course. And, you know, we do this every Sunday fun day from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Definitely follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk. It's spelled TAWK. You know, I put that country twang on it. And until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.